Hey, everybody. It's the Charlie Kirk Show. Senator Rick Scott joins us. We analyze President Trump's latest comments when it comes to Ukraine, abolishing the Department of Education, and more. Email me, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. I love hearing from you. Become a member today, members.charliekirk.com. That is members.charliekirk.com. And as always, get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of The Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. Right now, I want to talk about President Trump's sit-down interview with Maria Bartiromo. President Trump sat down with Maria Bartiromo and was talking about a wide range of topics. President Trump talked about Zelensky, dismantling the Department of Education, the need to rebalance the world towards an America First posture. Let's start with this. And this is very important because there's a lot of controversy around about what's going on with Ukraine. The president wants peace. It's very simple. It's a very simple A-B test. Do you want an end to the conflict or do you want the conflict to continue? War is the ugliest thing that human beings do. It is the nastiest thing. If you must engage in war, you should do it for very good reasons, with clear victory in sight. What does success look like in Ukraine? We have been asking this question since the very beginning. What does success look like? Well, President Trump has been asking this question and saying, why are we spending hundreds of billions of dollars to Ukraine? Why are we sending $150, $200 billion to Ukraine? By what are we getting out of this? You see, it's also very revealing of a retired foreign policy perspective. It is very revealing of an old vestige of the past where people believe that the Soviet Union and Russia are still the greatest threat to America. Do you remember Barack Obama? This is a great clip to get. Barack Obama, back in the debate with Willard Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney got the memo from the neocons because Mitt Romney is a neoconservative. But back in the 2012 debate, Mitt Romney said, Mr. Obama, Russia is gaining strength and Russia is gaining power. And it was Obama that had the one-liner against Mitt Romney. The Cold War called and they want their foreign policy back. The Cold War called and they say that you're completely out of date. You see, the perspective of D.C. has shifted over the last 10 years when it comes to Russia, largely because of President Trump. President Trump, coming onto the scene, they blamed, wrongly of course, they blamed Russia for the rise of Donald Trump. Ooh, Vladimir Putin and Trump have so much in common. And they helped propagandize the American body politic to believe that Russia was our greatest enemy because hating Trump also, therefore, you must hate Putin. Hate Trump, hate Putin. Hate Trump, hate Putin. And we don't like Putin on this program, but they're two completely different types of figures. This is President Trump speaking to Maria Bartiromo, play cut 24.
He took money out of this country under Biden like candy from a baby. I just don't think he's grateful. We gave him, in my opinion, $350 billion. Europe is in for $100 billion. There's a bravery because somebody has to use the weapons. But without those weapons, don't forget, I was the one that gave him the javelins that was able to knock down all the tanks. Look, if I were president, that would have never happened. You wouldn't have had Russia going into Ukraine.
President Trump is trying to balance both sides here. You see, President Trump understands that in order to get the Russians to the table, he must also have the Ukrainians internalize that they're not going to get Crimea back, that they might have to concede some land on the eastern parts of Ukraine. This is Barack Obama talking about Russia back in 2012. DC has completely pivoted its foreign policy perspective over the last decade. Play cut 29.
Governor Romney, I'm glad that you recognize that Al-Qaeda is a threat, because a few months ago, when you were asked what's the biggest geopolitical threat facing America, you said Russia. Not Al-Qaeda, you said Russia. In the 1980s or now, calling to ask for their foreign policy back because, you know, the Cold War has been over for 20 years.
I hate to say it, but Barack Obama's right. Barack Obama was correct saying that this fixation and this fascination with Russia is antiquated. But you see, one of the major problems is the composition of so many of the lawmakers in Washington, D.C., are fascinated with continuing this fight against Russia. Again, Russia is not a good country. It's not a free society. I'm not envious of Russia. Russia is not a country that should ever be modeled or mirrored. It's not a good country. But it should not, under any circumstances, in this current setting, be the greatest enemy of the United States of America. That should be the Chinese Communist Party. President Trump continued with Maria Bartiromo and dove into the details. We don't have this piece of tape, but basically President Trump said, we're going to bring all the parties to the table and we're going to broker a settlement. We're going to broker a ceasefire, a secession in forces. We ask the question often on this program, cui bono? Who benefits? It is the most operative question when you come across circumstances like this. To who benefits? And you have to ask the very simple question, who benefits from peace? And who benefits from war? Well, who benefits from peace? Well, the people of Ukraine benefit from peace. The people of America benefit from peace. Humanity benefits from peace. But then who benefits from war? The military-industrial complex, oligarchs of the ruling class of Ukraine. And you have to just say, what is best for our own country? We're going to see a lot of yammering about Ukraine in this next week. But we need to have the prudence and the foreign policy maturity to be willing to say what is best for America. And what is best for America is a peace deal. A peace deal that will ensure that the war is over, that Putin will not further invade or further march his forces. And maybe we should reopen diplomatic channels with the Russian Federation. It's tempting to just say, well, Russia is a great enemy of the United States. We've made them an enemy. Instead, we should try to drive a wedge between Russian and Chinese Communist Party marriage, the marriage that's happening on the world stage. That is a threat to the United States of America. That is bad for the United States of America. The Chinese Communist Party is an enemy of the United States, the greatest enemy. The Russian-Ukrainian war, largely unnecessary. There was a peace deal on the table. Russia became our enemy because it was an ideological foe. That regime fell, and there is no reason to keep them our enemy. When the Soviet Union collapsed, it took a lot of very contortionist arguments to keep Russia as an enemy of the United States. While we may have won this election, the fight to restore our great nation is only beginning. Now is the time to take a stand, and Patriot Mobile is leading the charge. As America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, Patriot Mobile offers a way to vote with your wallet without compromising on quality or convenience. Patriot Mobile isn't just about providing exceptional cell phone service. It's a call to action to defend our rights and freedoms with Patriot Mobile. You'll get outstanding nationwide coverage because they operate on all three major networks. If you have a cell phone service today, you can get a cell phone service with Patriot Mobile with a coverage guarantee. But the difference is every dollar you spend supports the First and Second Amendments, sanctity of life, our veterans, and first responders. Switching is easy. Keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team will help you find the perfect plan. Go to patriotmobile.com/Charlie or call 972-PATRIOT and get a free month of service with promo code Charlie. Switch to Patriot Mobile today and defend freedom with every call and text you make. Visit patriotmobile.com/Charlie or call 972-PATRIOT. Joining us now is Senator Rick Scott from the great state of Florida. The senator and I were actually in the same building. I went to go find Senator Scott. I couldn't find him. I searched the entire building yesterday, but here we are connected now.
They
Senator, great
tell
to see
where
you.
I was. That's frustrating. And you know, Tom Emmer was there last night also. So, and I think Byron Donalds was there. It's all good. So, hey, think about it.
Did you realize we have the Senate, the White House, the Naples Senate? Political universe.
Yeah.
Please continue, Senator.
Sure. Sorry. You know, we have the House, the White House, and the Senate. Maybe we have an opportunity to get something done here.
Maybe. So I want you to kind of dive deeper into that. What exactly is going on with DOGE and what we would call the unfair treatment of Elon Musk? Bring us into the room.
So I brought in Elon to the Wednesday lunch of Republican senators last week. And what Elon is doing is actually what I did when I first became governor. I mean, what he's doing is he's saying, okay, so let's go through line by line through the budget and let's get rid of the stupidity, the waste, employees that we don't need. I mean, why are we paying for non-essential employees? And so what he's doing is he's giving the Trump administration through the agency heads really good information and they act on it. So he gives it to Sean Duffy or he gives it to Kristi Noem or he gives it to Marco Rubio and they make a decision of what they should do. But think about somebody, he got $600,000 to study the menstrual cycle of transgender men, $300 million to build a cement manufacturing, give the money in Gaza. I mean, $800,000 for gardening in El Salvador. I mean, just stupidity. I think he's doing a great job.
So there was a stat that I believe you shared with Jake Tapper that I want to repeat here. In fact, let's play cut 31. It's a phenomenal point you made here, Senator. I hope everyone in our audience commits this to memory. Play cut 31.
We've had a 2% increase in population in 5 years and a 53% increase in spending. We will not get interest rates down. We will not get inflation under control until we balance the budget. That's what we have to do. Mm-hmm. And Elon Musk is part of the process of balancing the budget.
Can you repeat that for our audience? That is a profound point.
So, Charlie, in the last 5 years, we've had a 2% increase in the U.S. population, right? We've increased spending by 53%. Now, we've gone from pre-pandemic, pre-COVID, to today, we've increased the federal deficit annually, federal spending, by $2 trillion. $2 trillion year after year after year. And guess what? That's where we're running in deficits, $2 trillion. So we can balance this budget. Now, we're not going to get inflation under control. We're not going to get interest rates down, right, if we don't balance the budget. Everybody wants to say, oh, Trump's going to cause inflation to go up with tariffs. No. Inflation is caused by government spending in excess of what they have, of what they take in. It looks like we'll collect about $5.5 trillion this year. You know what you do in your personal life, Charlie? You probably say, I'm not going to spend more than I take in. And you look at every credit card and you say, I'm not going to do that again, or maybe that's improper. But what we've watched with what Elon's done is there's a whole bunch of stuff on automatic pilot that makes no sense at all. And so, I mean, thank God what he's doing. He thinks he can, his goal is $4 billion a day of savings. He thinks he can get to $1 trillion by the end of September. So if we can watch our spending, find all this waste and abuse, we have a real shot. And President Trump is committed to balance the budget, which helps the poorest families in this country the most because inflation will go away. That's the thing that hurts. I mean, I grew up in a poor family. I watched my mom struggle with inflation. It's the biggest thing. Get grocery prices back down, gas prices back down, you know, everything. We got to get it back down to something that, that people can afford and bring back American jobs. Did you, I don't know if you saw, Charlie, that we've been losing manufacturing jobs month after month after month. The first month of the Trump administration, we added 10,000 manufacturing jobs. That's a big deal. Those are good, way better paying jobs than most jobs.
Absolutely. And we're finally re-domiciling American manufacturing back to the country. Hey, Charlie Kirk here. Ever see your dog slowing down or having health issues and wonder what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Rough Greens to your dog's food for 90 days and you'll see changes that will amaze you, guaranteed. Invented by naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, Rough Greens wants to invite you and give your pup the Rough Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your dog will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, and improved joint function, all due to live nutrients you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you might even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch a free Jumpstart trial bag for your dog today. Go to RUFFGreens.com. Just use promo code Charlie. That is RUFFGreens.com, promo code Charlie, and just cover shipping. You don't have to change your dog's food. To improve your dog's health, just add a scoop of Rough Greens. That is RUFFGreens.com. Senator, is there an appetite amongst the rank and file of Senate Republicans to cut spending?
You know, the way that I think about it, Charlie, if they don't do it now, they're going to have to do it. Because inflation is not going to get under control unless we, you know, balance the budget. So what I tell people is, look, we should do it now, but we're going to have to do it. And if we don't figure this out, you know, we're not going to win elections. Because if you go back, to the election, and I went through it just like Trump did last year, what do people want? They want a secure border. They want inflation under control. They want transparency. They want accountability and common sense, right? So we have to balance this budget. So I'm hoping that we're going to get it done. You know, we're working. Here's the process. Number one, what Elon Musk is doing. Number two, we're working through reconciliation. But the House has a path, and we have a path in the Senate. We're going to figure out how to come together. We've got to agree what the top line budget will be for next year. If we can get that close to 5.5 trillion with the growth in the economy, which I think that's what Trump is going to do, then I think we can get to a balanced budget very quickly. So I think we're all coming together. And then the other thing is, as Elon Musk finds things, as the Trump administration finds things, they can ask for rescission, which only takes 51 votes in the Senate and 218 votes in the House, to take existing spending, committed spending, and stop it. And I think that's what the Trump administration is also going to do. So we've got a lot of different opportunities to get this spending under control.
I certainly hope so, because the reckless growth of the state over the last couple of years, a 53% increase in the size and scope spending of government and a 2% increase in the population. Is that really Biden's legacy? Biden's legacy in many ways was a disaster across the board, this included. You look at, he left us a growth of the Leviathan, the greatest we've never seen in our country's history. Senator.
Charlie, we can balance the budget if we just get rid of all the Biden spending. First off, let's go through the numbers. He increased the spending by over $2 trillion, all right? On top of that, just the cost of the regulatory state that he created is $1.9 trillion. Now, put that in perspective. We only have a $28 trillion economy, right? And he added, what, $8 trillion to the debt, something like that. And if you go look at the real numbers, we've been losing full-time jobs during the Biden administration. We've only been adding part-time jobs. And all the new jobs were going to people not born in this country. That's all changing. Now, Trump's got his work cut out for him, but just in the first month, more people born in this country got jobs, all right? 10,000 manufacturing jobs, we were losing 9,000 a month. So I'm up, and I think he's going to be able to get gas prices down by, you know, allowing the energy industry to produce American energy. So I don't know. I'm very, you know, this is exciting. I've been in the Senate for 6 years. We had no ability to get things done. This is now the time. This is our chance. And if we don't get it done, people should be very disappointed in us.
This is the moment, Senator. I mean, you guys have a mandate. You have the numbers. There's no more excuses. Where do you stand on the president calling for a CR to create the space for the reconciliation bill? I'll be honest, I'm tired of doing one CR after the other, but I guess it's a necessity. Convince me, Senator.
Well, we can't, first off, number one, there's no value of shutting down government, right? And so I don't like CRs. I haven't supported CRs, but I believe I was with Tom Emmer last night, and he believes the House is going to pass what they have on the table, right? And so we need the Senate. We need to come together. We need to work together to get this accomplished. Maybe, I don't know if there's going to have to be any changes or anything, but we can't allow government to shut down. You know, we have Democrats like Andy Kim and Cory Booker who want to shut down government. That's not good for the American public. And guess what? We sell these people, federal workers, to go home, and then they still get paid. This is stupidity. I mean, it makes no sense. So what we've got to do is we've got to make sure government doesn't get shut down. We got to work on the reconciliation to get the border secure, plus up the military to the extent we need it, extend the Trump tax cuts, do these things. So if we do all these things, then I think we're going to have, I don't know how long it's going to take us, but we're going to have a robust American economy again, just what it was like when Trump left.
Senator, thank you for your time today. Deeply appreciate it. We'll be watching very closely on what the Senate does. Our audience right now, they are growing impatient because we need to start to see legislative wins, spending cuts, tax cuts, and real reform coming from Congress. There's only so much the president can do. There's only so much that President Trump can do with signing executive orders. It's time for Congress to act. Thank you, Senator.
I agree. Yep, I agree with you, Charlie.
Thank you, Senator. Email us freedom@charliekirk.com. Also in President Trump's sit-down interview with Maria Bartiromo, he talked about one of my favorite topics. And if President Trump is even half successful in getting this done, it will be one of his greatest accomplishments. There never should have been a federal, centralized, Washington, D.C.-based Department of Education. Never should have been. There never should have been a Department of Education that is a Politburo controlling what your kids learn, interfering with what education should be. Education, properly understood, is the pursuit of good, true, and beautiful. Teachers should be gardeners allowing kids to grow into what they actually are, not carpenters trying to cut them into something that the administrative state wants. The Prussian-German model of education has failed this country. You see, the German model of education is hyper-centralized, technocratic. We're going to give you nothing but skills. You see, our founding fathers were educated classically. Our founding fathers were educated with local communities studying the ancient texts. Our founders understood their Aristotle, Socrates, Plato, Montesquieu. Founding fathers understood the great thinkers that eventually built Western civilization. Education definitionally must be bottom up, not top down. Many of our founding fathers were even sent abroad to learn at then the greatest universities on the planet. But education then was not what it is today. It was about the Socratic exploration towards truth. Every founding father was classically Christian educated, and boy, did they know their Bible. They knew the roots. They knew the Torah. They knew the story of the Exodus. They knew Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. They knew Romans, and they knew 1st and 2nd Corinthians. We can celebrate America, but if we don't understand that how we educated our founding fathers is one of the reasons why we have such a great country, then we're failing. One of the main reasons we like partnering with Hillsdale College. The current top-down model has bloated budgets, too many bureaucrats. Dr. Larry Arnn from Hillsdale came on our show and gave us a breathtaking number. There are about 11 million people that work in education in this country. About 7.5 million of the 11 million are not even teachers. They're paper pushers, administrative bureaucrats. They are the bloat. This is President Trump continuing, calling for the dismantling, the destruction, and the end of the pernicious Department of Education. Play cut 25.
Can you tell us anything about the education department that you're going to dismantle?
We want to bring the schools back to the states because we have the worst, literally, we have the worst education department and education in the world. We're ranked at the bottom of the list, and yet we're number one when it comes to cost per pupil. We want to not only have school choice, which is important, but we want to bring it back to the states so the states can run the schools. And they will be every bit as good as the top educational departments anywhere in the world.
This means more money for states, but just look at this empirically. The more we have gotten away from a parent-based, family-based, citizen-based, student-based learning model, the more that our standards have decreased. The standards of American education are lackluster. We are like 27th in the industrialized world. There is a, it's a true story. Can you guys resend that story that I thought was a parody? There's a young woman who got honors from her high school. I think I'm getting this right. She was part of the honor society and she could not read or write, so she's suing her school. It's a real story. She's suing her school because they gave her honors but she cannot read or write. This is it. She graduated high school with honors. It's a true story, CNN.com. She graduated high school with honors, but she can't read or write. Now she's suing. That is the Department of Education. She cannot read or write, but she's an honors student. The product of the Department of Education, what we are getting out, is not just the lowering of standards, but it is the downfall of our great nation. So it's a CNN story. Alicia Ortiz is 19 years old, freshman at the University of Connecticut, and she can't read or write. She was accepted into the University of Connecticut without being able to read or write. Private student loan debt in the United States totals about $300 billion. About $45 billion of that is labeled as distressed. Go to whyrefi.com. It may not be available in all states. You can finally take control of your student loan situation with a plan that works for your monthly budget. If your private student loan debt is keeping you up at night and ruining your life, it doesn't have to. Just call whyrefi. Whyrefi offers a three-minute rate check without any credit impact. Bad credit is absolutely accepted. You can even skip a payment every 6 months up to 12 times without penalty. You don't have to ignore that mountain of student loan debt statements anymore. Again, it may not be available in all states. Go to YREFI.com. That is YREFY.com. Log on to YREFI.com. YREFI does not care what your credit score is. Go to YREFI.com. That is YREFI.com. Just another little addendum on the education problem in this country. The more that we centralize anything that should be personal, the quality will decrease. The federal government has no role in the education of our children. And if you believe it does, then you are a statist. This is a young man who's in college. Let's play this here from our campus tour. This is a young man, as long as there's no swear words in this. This is your average college student. I believe, let me see here, what shirt am I wearing? The University of Florida. And I'm not here to knock on University of Florida, but some people in this audience think it's a good school. Not only is this guy not very wise or smart, the more important clip is the professor who doesn't even know very basic information about Winston Churchill, even though he was a World War I professor. Let's play cut 36.
So my real thing is, how is Doge not a pyramid scheme when it's essentially being a department that is being hiring federal workers to take money away from other federal workers, which is thus creating a strain on the Social Security?
You do know the workers for Doge are working for free, right?
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
Okay.
They're all volunteers.
Okay. Valid. All right.
And do you know about the Doge dividend?
Yeah. You can tell the crowd, though. You're more welcome.
Tell me about the Doge dividend.
I'm waiting for you to finish your part, sir.
So for example, when we say $40 million on improving the social and economic inclusion of sedentary migrants, $520 million on ESG consulting, $47 million on learning outcomes in Asia, President Trump's plan is to send every single person in this audience a $5,000 check. Get the money back in your pocket.
Yeah, that's a bunch of hoopla.
Well, that's the plan. We'll see. You see, the money is actually not a pyramid scheme. It's the largest and most ambitious taxpayer refund plan in the history of the country. That is your average college student. Also, in other news, here in Washington, D.C., the imperial capital, Black Lives Matter Plaza is no more. It is being removed. D.C. to begin reconstructing the Black Lives Matter Plaza. Crews from the District of the Department of Transportation have begun working on what is currently the BLM Plaza in Washington, D.C. It is gone. In fact, I might go by. It's just a couple blocks from here. I might go by and do a video, little commemoration for the end of an era, the end of the awakening of the country. Might go by and kind of say hello. It's a two-block-long mural. In fact, there's a bunch of media there. I bet they're going to go try and ask me questions. What, are you a racist? No, I actually don't think that we should have an entire two-block-long mural, which, by the way, was painted at the height of Floydapalooza just a virtue signal outside of the White House. Get rid of it. Right next to the White House. Get rid of it. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.